part of it, I think, is, for lack of a better word, a sort of victory lap. She has been a champion of lower taxes and less government regulation, saying that will stimulate the economy. Well, we now have an unemployment rate that's still over 7%, as is the national rate. Our job growth rate is the fifth in the nation, with only a couple of states ahead of us. There's also increases in revenue, and she's going to say that shows that less government regulation and lower taxes actually work in the long run. So part of her message is going to be, let's find the other places where we can go ahead and reduce government oversight, reduce government regulation. I don't think she'll be asking for much in terms of lower taxes, but I think the message is going to be from her, stay the course and keep government right-sized. Beyond that, we're going to see a few details of her spending plan. She actually doesn't release her spending plan until this Friday, but we're likely to see some references to mental health funding, child protective services, and, of course, the question of school safety and perhaps some money for school resource officers.
Give us an overall on what's going to be important for this session.
Well, it really comes down to two things, which are guns and money. And that may sound like a title to an old movie or something, but money, of course, is always an issue. The good news this year is that instead of having to cut the budget by $3 billion, they actually have about $600 million extra to play with, money that's revenues that are anticipated above and beyond just the current needs. Now, the tricky part is that the current spending is not going to really take care of everything we need. We know we have an increasing caseload in Access, which is Arizona's version of Medicaid. We know that we have more kids in public schools. We know that there aren't enough Child Protective Services caseworkers, and so there's going to need to be money for those. On the gun side, Sandy Hook Elementary School changed everything. You now have some lawmakers saying that they're willing to talk some restrictions.
The last session had a GOP supermajority, and now this session, it's scaled back a little bit, and we are down to a simple majority for the legislature and the GOP ranks. How is that going to affect what gets passed, what doesn't, or even what gets proposed?
Well, I don't think it's going to change what gets proposed. I think it means that if you have several recalcitrant Republicans who aren't willing to go along with a majority program, that can kill something. You know, when you had 21 Republicans in a 30-member Senate, it didn't matter if one or two of them went south. They had enough for the 16 needed for the simple majority. Now that you're down to 17 Republicans and you need 16 votes for any final approval of any measure, no matter how many senators are on the floor, it means that if two senators say, no, I don't like that particular proposal, I don't like that budget, I don't like that plan, it's going to force them to either have to scale back to bring the recalcitrant Republicans back in the fold, or, as they've done in the past, sometimes try to peel off some Democratic votes by offering them something they want.
Howard, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us, and we'll find out more as the session continues.
You're very welcome, and we'll have a report later today on some of what she said.